like to introduce our can we please open this meeting with a moment of silence and the serenity prayer. God, serenity to accept the things we cannot change, the courage to change the things we can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Amen. Hello everyone, I am an addict named Joe.
Hey Joe.
Welcome to this workshop, entitled Just For Today. Will you please help me open the meeting a moment with a CD? Could we have the reading We Do Recover at the podium, please?
Thank you. My name is Stefan, I'm an addict.
Hey Stefan.
We Do Recover. When at the end of the road, we find that we can no longer function as a human being, either with or without drugs, we all face the same dilemma. What is there left to do? There seems to be this alternative. Either go on as best we can to the bitter ends, jails, institutions, or death, or find a new way to live. In years gone by, very few addicts ever had this last choice. Those who are addicted today are more fortunate. For the first time in history, a simple way has been proving itself in the lives of many addicts. It is available to us all. This is a simple, spiritual, not religious program known as Narcotics Anonymous. Thank you.
I would like to introduce our first speaker. Tom C. from the Love in the Action group of NA.
Hi, my name is Tom. I'm a recovering addict. I've been asked to speak about Just For Today. And I'm the kind of guy that has learned to live for today, in today. So, I want to say, first of all, I woke up at the break of dawn this morning. As soon as the light started shining through my tent wall, I was awake and ready to go. You know, I had no idea I was going to be speaking. But it's a pleasure to, share what I know. Because everything I know about recovery, I've learned through somebody else. And I feel like, you know, this just gives me an opportunity to pass on some of the stuff that I've been given by other people over the years. Just for today, maybe it's not so obvious to some people, but today's really all we got, you know? We can't live yesterday, we can't live tomorrow. We only have today to live in. And I want to say, too, that, you know, some people have trouble with the G word, you know, the God word. Myself, it took me a while to get used to it. I started out with G-O-D, good orderly direction. But my whole point is, even when I, like if I'm given a lead somewhere, or say I'm even just at a speaker meeting, I mean a discussion meeting, I'll always sit back. And before I say one word, I always say a prayer. Give me the words to say, right? So I know I got that connection going on, that it's not just my ego out front looking for attention or whatever from people. It's like I'm really passing on a message of a truly spiritual nature. But really, let's see. One of my favorite things about the... Just For Today reading, the pink reading, is just for today, my thoughts will be on my new associations, people who are not using and who have found a new way of life. And that, to me, within the past probably 3 months ago, I started realizing that my people, the people that I associate with on a regular basis, is really the most important thing in my life right now. If I lost everything I own, I would still have my friends to rely on. You know, I've even had people offer me if worse ever come to worse, if I got evicted or whatever, you could come and stay with us for a while. I have that kind of friends. You know, people would stand beside me and stand behind me. You know, and even people stand out front of me, my leadership, you know, like my sponsor and some other people that are a little bit further along in the program than I am. I'm coming up on 12 years clean. October 1st, just for today, one day at a time. It really is like that. I wake up in the morning and the first thing I do is like, oh my God, what am I going to do with all this free time? And I don't mind telling you that I'm called schizophrenic too. And my sponsor told me it's not really an outside issue if it affects my everyday life. It's something I can share about. I don't want to dwell on that, but I just wanted to mention that because mental illness gets a bad rap a lot still. Even like addicts sometimes among normal people, so-called normal people, or people that aren't addicts, you know, it gets a bad name. You know, they hear about you're a drug addict. They don't want to have nothing to do with you. Well, my experience with schizophrenia is the same thing, you know. But I go to a clubhouse for that. That's just another disease. Same way I go to meetings for a drug addiction, I go to this clubhouse for my needs there, in that area. Like I said, I don't want to dwell on that but I did want to mention it because that's part of who I am and part of what my life's about. I don't really know a whole lot to say about today except I got up real early and I didn't have a breakfast, but I had some coffee and I had a couple cigarettes and talked to some people. Oh, yeah, that's something I wanted to mention. Every morning when I'm at home, every single morning I call one of my recovering addict buddies just to get some human contact going first thing in the morning. Because I wake up and I feel like I'm an alien from a different world, and I feel like, you know, nobody relates to me. I'm living by myself. I'm totally isolated from the rest of humankind. So the first thing I do is pick up the phone and make a couple phone calls. It used to be only one guy. Now it's two guys. So even that's growing. You know, my connections with people first thing in the morning. And that puts me in a frame of mind where, you know, anything is possible for the rest of the day. And I seek out that guidance from one activity to the next throughout my whole day. I seek that inner guidance. You know, God as I understand, in other words. Right? And I, instead of having that dread, what am I going to do with all this free time? Now I have, what do you want me to do? You know, or what would be best for me to do. Sometimes it's only a certain intuitive feeling that I get. Sometimes there's actually a message in there. Like one time, I was praying, and I had a relapse. And I was really pissed at God. I said, you know what? I thought you were supposed to be keeping me clean. And I heard him say to me, you know what? He said, it's not exactly like that. He said, I gave you freedom of choice and I will never take that from you. Another time I was praying and I said, what's it like to die? What's going to happen to me when I die? All these different questions came up in my mind. What about dying? You know, because I am getting up there in age. I just turned 55 in April. So I'm not ready to die. No, let me put it this way. I am ready to die. Because of what came to me that day, in a word of prayer, right? I said all these questions about dying. He said one thing. He said, don't worry, I'll be there with you, step by step. And I'm like, that took away all my questions. I didn't need to ask anything else about it. Because I know my God is going to be there with me the day I die. But I'm not dead yet, so that's yet to come. So there I'm starting to get out of the present. I'm starting to get out of today. I'm talking about a future that ain't even here yet. Why worry about it? It ain't even here yet. But the reassurance was, don't worry, I'll be there with you. And that answered every question I had. I don't even question it anymore. I just kind of anticipate, that's going to be pretty cool. My God's going to be right with me. And my God is with me all the time, 24/7, best friend I ever had, for real. I told the guys earlier that's not going to be very much of a speech lengthwise, but I try to share what I know, and I don't know a whole lot, so really that's all about all I have to say. Thanks.
I'd like to thank Tom for sharing his story with us. Our next speaker, her name is, I would like to introduce the second speaker, and her name is Crystal, from the South.
Allegheny?
Serenity in the Valley.
Okay.
Crystal, I'm an addict. I was kind of asked to share last second, and I'm really nervous right now, and there's only like a handful of people here. Trying to unpack and everything after the weekend. So I was asked to share one just for today as well, and I'm really nervous, and I have no idea why. Well, just for today, like, I was always told that, and whenever I started this thing, that I have to live for today, you know, because I was always worried about what was going to happen tomorrow. I was always worried about what I did in my past. I dwelled on my past. I always brought it up, and I always kicked myself for it. And, like, somebody told me, like, you don't have to live like that today. They said all you have to do is live for today. You know, and I never understood quite what that meant. I had no idea what that meant. But, like, through this process, I gained a better understanding of what just for today means. And, like, I realized today, like, tomorrow might not happen, and yesterday is gone, and there's nothing I can do about it. And, like, all I have is today. Like, all I have right now, right here, is this moment that I'm standing here, and I'm sharing. And, like, this is all I have right now. You know, I don't have to worry about what's going to happen later, even though I still do. And I don't really have to dwell on my past because, like, that stuff's all gone. You know, I had an awesome weekend this weekend, even though I was working to death. But it was an awesome weekend. I got to be around awesome people all weekend. And, like, that to me is, like, what this program's about, is being around people that love me, people that care about me, people that care about my recovery, people that want to see me do well, you know? And, like, that helps me to live just one day, day by day. Oh, man, I really have no idea what to say here. It's really early in the morning, and I'm really tired, so, yeah. I don't know. All I know is that, like, today I'm truly blessed. Today, I know that, like, my higher power is available for me at any time. I know that whenever I need help with something, all I have to do is pick up the phone. I know that, like, I have a support group that's there to help me, that's there to watch me grow and not put me down. You know, I mean, I struggle with problems where, like, this disease allows me to believe things that aren't really true. You know, it kind of, like, attacks me in a way at certain times. But, like, I have to recognize those things, because if I don't recognize those things, then it's going to get me caught up, and I'm going to end up going back to where I used to be. You know? Sometimes my disease likes to tell me that people think they're better than me. Sometimes my disease likes to tell me that nobody wants me around them. So why should I even be there? You know, my disease tells me these things all the time on a daily basis. But, like, I have to learn today that I don't need to listen to that anymore because, like, I can control my life today. Not the disease of addiction. You know? I don't have to live in the grips of active addiction any longer. And I am no longer powerless over me and the choices that I can make today. Because I don't live in the disease of active addiction. You know? Like, just for today, like, I'm standing here, and, like, I feel real peaceful today. Like, I usually get real angry whenever it comes to, like, tearing tents down and doing all this and doing all that. But, like, this morning, I was okay with it for some reason. Like, I get real overwhelmed with emotion, whether to each extreme, like, whether it be to cry a whole bunch or get mad a whole bunch. You know what I mean? Like, I never have a happy medium. But, like, today I have a happy medium, and, like, I'm okay today. And, like, what that shows me is that whenever I get involved with something, whenever I'm involved with service, whenever I'm giving back, whenever I'm doing things as a part of a group of NA, and I show up for my recovery, that, like, I can be okay just for today. You know? That shows me that, like, I have something to live for today. That shows me that I can stand up and be proud of what I'm doing today. I don't know, man. Today, like, I'm truly blessed. And, like, even though last night it rained all night, like, I'm grateful for that. Because it may not have gotten me to this point. Everything that happened between last night and this morning, like, got me to this point of, like, serenity. You know? And, like, I don't know, I feel really good today, and I really don't have any more to share. Thanks for letting me share. Just for today.
I would like to thank the speakers for sharing their experience, strength, and hope with us. Could we have the reading just for today at the podium, please?
My name is Dan. I'm an addict.
Hey, Dan.
Just for today. Tell yourself, just for today, my thoughts will be on my recovery, living and enjoying life without the use of drugs. Just for today, I'll have faith in someone in NA who believes in me and wants to help me in my recovery. Just for today, I'll have a program. I'll try to follow to the best of my ability. Just for today, through NA, I'll try to get a better perspective on my life. Just for today, I'll be unafraid. My thoughts will be on my new associations, people who are not using and who will find a new way of life. So long as I follow that way, I have nothing to fear.
Thank you, Dan.
Can we have a nice way of closing from a circle and close with the weed version of the Serenity Prayer?
Thank you, Tommy.
Thank you, Steph.
Put this stuff back.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.